श्रीधाम मायापुर श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कांटो 10th चैप्टर 51st वर्स हरे कृष्ण टुडे इज 4th फेब्रुवरी
Thank you. Krishtoh
Rana Parishita Mishro
Adho Chan Mahamunihi
Adho Chan Mahamunihi
Adho Vidyase Shrinuta
Adho Vidyase Shrinuta
Rakya Krishna Nusaradaha
Rakya Krishna Nusaradaha
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Suta Goswami explained, I shall now explain to you the very subject explained by the great sage in answer to King Parikshit's inquiries. Please hear them attentively. Any question that is put forward may be answered by quoting the authority, and that satisfies the sinner section. That is the system even in the law court. The best lawyer gives evidence from the past judgments of the court without taking much trouble to establish his case. This is called the parampara system, and learned authorities follow it without manufacturing rubbish interpretations. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Ragir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. Let us all obey Supreme Lord, whose hand is in everything without exception. Thus end Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manomisham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Katamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakam Shri Rupam Sagrinatam Sarvanarghunatam Tam Tam Satyam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सदना ललिता श्री विशाखांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांतनमस्तुते दत्त कांश जन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्री तुभ्यते जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवे गौर भक्त ब्रह्मण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
सुत उवाच राज्ञा परीक्षिता पुष्टो यद वोचन महामुनि तद्भो अभिधास्ये श्रुणत राज्ञा प्रश्नानुसार श्री सुत गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन I shall now explain to you the very subject explained by the great sage in answer to King Parikshit's inquiries. Please hear them attentively. So, Srila Prabhupada puts up a very conclusive explanation that we must hear from the authority and quote it. Without quotation, nothing is substantiated and there will not be any tangible answer. And he gives a very practical example that in the court of law, the lawyer is quoting the judgment from the previous similar cases. And that is good enough to establish his case. So, a similarity has to be cited. That this has happened and this is a similar situation, therefore the judgment is made. In the matter of questioning and answering, both situations are dependent upon how do we hear. Therefore, there is so much emphasis given in the matter of hearing. Here the word shunuta. But how shunuta? Prashnanusarata. We should hear very attentively according to the filling of the questions. If the question is sincere or serious, then hearing should be also of that nature. Many a times we try to answer something on a preconceived basis, you know, without much hearing to it. Generally we avoid hearing. Oh, it's all right. This is not a big deal. But that is a preconceived thing. Preconception doesn't mean that we are quoting a similarity. A similarity has to be quoted. Therefore, if we try to see a tangible justice is served, it's on the basis of how the proper hearing is there. The entire process of bhakti depends upon how do we hear. So much emphasis that it is the first and foremost requirement, even in the process of bhakti, that how do we hear. Generally, we expressed our, methodology of hearing, then it depends upon our preconception. If we are not attentive, we hear from one ear and throws out to the other ear. Let it go. Just sit. That is not the hearing. And somebody who wants to rather utilize his Sankhya, his analytical brain, so he hears and locks it up in the brain and churns it. That is also not a good method. The word empathic hearing that is used in the conflict resolution center, how do you hear? That is also a little shallow. But Kapildev is telling Devahuti about the process of hearing. And in the process of hearing, where all the answers will be received, that should be done through the ear and the heart. Ear and the heart. Satam prasangam mamahidisam vidah bhavati radkarana rasayana tattva tad yoshanavam patolattu vartuni shraddharati bhakti anukrakshiti. In the association of saintly people, we hear about the subject matter that relieves all our confusions, all our questions are answered. And that can be perceived by the gain of the strength of the Lord. The Lord's Shakti is perceived in the association. Mama Bhīrya Samvita. Where? Bhavanti Radha Karna Rasayana. Where? The topics of this absolute truth is being discussed and properly heard from the ear to the heart. Many a times people squibble about the word heart, and some say it is the pumping heart, and others say no, it is the most inner center of your being. Sometimes the heart and Atma, both the words are being utilized for so many different faculties of our subtle body. Sometimes mind is also called Atma, or the body is also called Atma. Atma is also called Atma. So where to refer, how to interpret, that is the question. But when we try to study Bhagavad Gita very systematically, it gives the approach of the same recognition that what is the innermost aspect of our being, that is called the heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesha arjunatishtate. Where does the Lord reside? In our body. It's called Hridayesha, means in the heart. And people talk about the heart must be the pumping heart. But that pumping heart denotes only the most vital organ in our body. If it is not there, life cannot be having any influence within that body. If it is. But at the same time, we see that within that heart, there must be very, very sacred place that the Lord must be sitting. Yeah. where the prana or the exact the life which is throbbing is the innermost of the consciousness of one's existence. And one has to go deeper beyond the exchange of oxygen in the lungs, then it is conveyed to the heart and then it is formed. But how do we get into the heart of our is by deep, deep meditation. We have to reach it. And we must hear it very, very attentively so it reaches. The sound vibrations which are transcendental in nature can penetrate through all our life system and then to neural exchanges and then still the main observer of our being, that we really get into it. So that hearing is required. And such hearing gives an immediate result of perception of the Lord's divine energy. But externally it manifests into so many symptoms. How does? First of all, whatever the gross misconceptions that binds us into the material life, it starts breaking off. The pavarga and apavarga. Pavarga means papa, baba, ma, and apavarga means opposite to that. This papa, baba, ma are pertaining to the material conception that starts with hard labor called parishram, all the way to ma means mrityu, death. Means the material existence of repeated birth and death, that is the power. But that subsides, it stops, and path of liberation comes. Person feels elated and relieved. That is the effect of the transcendental sound vibration, if it is properly heard. If we see, even in Bhagavad Gita, if we try to analyze the whole situation, it all depended upon the hearing. How do we grossly express our being in this material world? I said by mind, words and action. Actions are the grossest manifestations. But we spell out, speak up. But what we speak up, whatever it is in our mind. But all these three are influenced in ordinary karmic life with the material aspect. And as a system, this material of subject matters that we keep on hearing, there are thousands. Srotta pyagini rajendra nam santi sahastratru apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedhina. The subject matters of hearing are thousands in the material. But if not a single subject matter which is related to atmatattva, the self, we are still bound up in the shackles of material existence. That's called grahamedhi. So, our materialistic life also depended upon what we are hearing and how we are doing. And from hearing, speaking comes, and then gross actions. Whatever our sense perception of hearing, which is locked in the mind will make a sankalpa, accepting and rejecting, and then we try to behave in that particular way. But if we see, Arjuna was hearing the subject matter of all the three modes of material nature. So even though he has been arguing about the qualities of a devotee, but that's bound up in the mode of goodness, it is still a material subject matter. And that created more confusion for him. So in a confused state, means he was not hearing properly. That's why the confusion is there. We see, he progresses and comes to a dead block, a dead stop. He's so much confused, so he tells Krishna the karpanya dosha aprahat subhava, that really I have become miser due to this attachment. And this attachment created so much delusion in me. So please speak up definitively, because I am dharma sammuda cheta. Dharma sammuda cheta means I am very much confused about what is the right action of my deity. So Krishna takes command and speaks heavily. Whether he listens or not, it comes later on. How much he has listened in the second chapter about the Atma Tattva, because his Arjuna's arguments were also very, very nice, very, very benevolent, but still confined to mode of goodness. And it was binding. And Krishna started speaking about Atma Tattva, the nature of the Atma, na jayate mriyate va kadachinaya, and smashes him the heaviest right in the beginning. But then, the onward, Arjuna is also going little more confused. In the third chapter he says, Jayashi chets karmanaste matarvadhya janardana yami srena vakyena mohayasi. My dear Krishna, you are telling me yami srena. Misrena means you are confusing more by telling that I should give up the activity, and on the other behalf, you are telling me to fight a war. These are two contradictory things. Why? Then, Krishna reveals he tells it. First, in second chapter, he indicates that people do not know this Atma Tattva even by so many times hearing. Therefore, I am telling you the Buddhi Yoga by which you will be able to use your discriminating intelligence in the matter of right action. So you hear. The word shunu has been utilized in Bhagavad Gita the maximum time. Give so much emphasis that how do we hear? So Kapila Deva, he is telling that the path of liberation will be opened up. He will act, talk, and contemplate on the Atman level. So for that he will get the sufficient faith on that subject. Shraddha, rati, bhakti, anupraksha. Rati means attraction, and bhakti means the pure devotional service. That is transcendental image it would have. So we see here the Sutta Goswami is clinging to that same process. Because the subject matter of Lord Sri Krishna is transcendental. Shunvatam Svatatam Krishna Punya Shravati. The subject matter of Lord Krishna's pastimes are so much beneficial, so much pious in itself, that simply by hearing everything starts with Unohi Suritsaram, cleansing of the confusion, cleansing of the moors that confuses us, will start cleansing. So we see how do we hear? That is the subject matter. Krishna is telling to Arjuna about how to hear. And then he says that yadatem mohakalila, when your mind becomes free from the mud of illusion. Kalila means the mud of illusion. By the discriminating intelligence that you will be using, how to hear. Then you will be not affected by the subject matters that you are already hearing from the worldly matters, but at the same time you will be fixed on what to hear. Yadate moh kalilam buddhir vati tishtati tada gantansi nirvedam srotavyasya srutasyacha. What is srotavyasya? The one that you have been already hearing the subject matter in the worldly effects, but still you will be so much attracted about the transcendental matter that is to be heard. You will put your discriminating intelligence all the time. Protavyasya. The one that you have been already hearing the subject matter in the worldly effects, but still you will be so much attracted about the transcendental matter. That is to be heard. You will put your discriminating intelligence all the time. And we see Krishna is putting so much emphasis. He says, Maya Saktamana Partha Yogam Yajan Tamshoda. असंशयम समुद्रम माम यथा ज्ञाति तच्छृणु एंड प्रभुपाद गिव्स एम्फेसिस तच्छृणु तत् तत् मीन्स यू लिसन टू दैट पोर्शन That is the devotional service. You listen about the devotional service and how to listen through your heart. Very attentive that it reaches to you. So here we see whatever is to be heard as an answer given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That has to be based on how do we hear, and it gives proper realization. Proper realization comes from hearing process. And when we have to speak out, Prabhupada said, quote it like a lawyer and enforce. You don't have to work hard. Many a times when we quote Sanskrit verses, the opposing party, he is completely shocked. Because first of all, he may not be knowing Sanskrit. Second thing, if he is a Mayavadi, he will quote his own sloka. Even if a Rakshas, who is learned Brahman, but Rakshas, a non-devotee, he will also make his own quote. But to establish the reason, we have to quote a pertinent, a very appropriate. And this is the most pertinent quote that Srila Prabhupada gave. Even though how to accept the parampara, prasnanusarata, how it was questioned in the previous way. So, Sutta Goswami is talking to the sages of Nainisharanya headed by Shaunak Muni, and he puts up a lot of questions, but prasnanusarata, and Sutta Goswami answered. That Sukadeva Goswami spoke these answers when Parikshit Maharaj put similar questions. And that proves. So listen to that. How we say, Shruta, please hear. That's Shruta. And Prabhupada culminates, Ishvara Param Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakaraka. And he gives a beautiful conclusion. Let us all obey the Supreme Lord, whose hands is in everything without exception. Now you go about what questions Parikshit Maharaj asked, and are these similar questions that Shaunak Muni is also asking Sutta Goswami? Yes. That's about the life and what we are supposed to do. Forget the confusion. That is not a subject matter to be taken care. But stick and it will be taken care automatically. Stick to the process. The prasnanusarta means in disciplic succession. Parampara. Why parampara is more important than anything else? Because the parampara carries the truth without any deviation. The absolute truth is revealed through parampara. So we have to stick with parampara. So, Lord Shri Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes. And whatever is happening, He is behind it. whether it may be good subjectively, objectively, never mind. Try to live the life of whatever circumstantial victimization we have. But accept it and stick to the process. Because Krishna is behind. So, why the material world has been created, how it was created, everything will be answered. Because everything is pertaining to the life. Why we are getting action, I mean this kind of reactions or that kind of reactions? Why? Krishna is behind. This is the demand that we should cultivate the utmost faith on Lord Sri Krishna. Well, that the holy name alone can reveal the whole. So, this transcendental subject matter of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes are worth to hear. But when we are not coming out from the muck of Maya, then we are simply superfluously hearing. That is the subject. In Gujarati we have a proverb that katha suni suni phutyata toenayu bhambati. We keep on hearing kathas but cannot reveal the Atma Tattva, the absolute knowledge about the Self. So, what kind of hearing? Even our eardrums will be ruptured, but we will not get. So, Krishna says that Atma Tattva, even by hearing many, many times, is not revealed. Only pure devotional service can be revealed. So, by engaging in the Absolute Truth, which is revealed through the process is perfect. We may be imperfect. But the process is perfect. Therefore, this is the only hope. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Ascharyavat pasyati kaschit. Nedis Ascharyavat vadati. Tathaiva chanya ascharya vachainam chanya shunu srutvapyena vatascharyava kasti. People try to utilize their senses. They may see chamatkar, or what is that? Some magic. Magic manifestation, all of a sudden, so they may think, oh, there is something sublime here. Sometimes people talk about it because they see something. So, they eulogize as if they have realized, because they have seen something. Like apparitions of Mary or Jesus or in some kind of, even magic trick by this Baba or that Baba, and people start speaking about as if it is the same transcendental matter. And some people try to listen, keep on listening, and cultivate faith by listening on them, but yet they will be unable to ascertain the merit of transcendence, merit of the transcendental nature, because they are still engrossed in the material nature and they don't want to eradicate. They don't want to pass on. So, therefore, the confusion will be lingering. The only way to remove this confusion is based upon our process of here. Shrimatam Svaktam Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Radayam Tascha Yapadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam Nashta Prayesho Padresho Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tadar Jastamo Bhava Kamaro Bhatayasche Cheta Ete Anavittam Sthitam Sattvetsi Evam Prasanna Manasam Bhagavat Bhakti Yogatah Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Tasandasya Jayate Vidyate Radaya Granthi Chimdyanti Sarva Samshaya Kshiyante Chasya Karmani Drashta Eva Atmanishya. We have to cultivate faith on how do we hear, how do we hear. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asked Arjuna, Arjuna, did you hear what I said attentively? Did you hear? And did your illusion go away? This question is asked. And we should also keep on asking the same question over and over again, rather than start misinterpreting, having miscommunication. Oh, I didn't mean I said that. Oh, I'm sorry. But that is not good. How are we getting, elated by proper hearing is the crux of the point. So, that what is recommended by Kapila Dev to his mother, Devahuti. When proper hearing in charge takes place, things will be beneficial. We simply take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord because He is the supreme cause of all causes. And therefore, anything about Him is also the supreme cause. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Anybody has any questions?
Do our best to hear attentively. Sometimes we encounter some obstacles in hearing attentively. It's not always possible for us in our conditioned state. My question is, what are the different obstacles and challenges that a sadhaka may encounter while trying to hear attentively, execute shravana, hearing transcendental subject matter? How to overcome these obstacles?
These obstacles are gross and subtle. You can avoid gross. Can you avoid the subtle which are within your own self? Sometimes when we try to close our ears, but there are so many sounds that will be coming. The subtler sounds, mind speaks, intelligence speaks, and ego also speaks. And we do not know whom to respond. Is it? So, then we force ourselves to hear by loud chanting. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna Kirtana Gananda, Buddha Kirtana, loud chanting, not sound. But when we have other priorities of mind, intelligence and ego, that interferes, then we will not be able to hear it properly. Mind is forced, so it depends upon those three modes located in each and every faculty, which is prominent. When Rajoguna is there, it becomes more prominent. We want to listen only those of sensual image. So, but we should have complete faith on the strength of the holy name, the efficacy of the holy name. And keep on. More we try to listen, hear, more we are benefited. Many a times, some gurus from other sampradayas, they also chant some mantras, but they are emphasizing in the transcendental sound vibration they call Anarad Nada Brahma, Narada Muni. But what that sound vibration is a transcendental in nature, they are saying, but they try to develop some methodology of mechanical way to produce them. It is the desire of the soul that will create that sound vibration. So what kind of desire do we have? Are our desires deep? Tainted with three modes of material nature. So it depends upon the desire. So how are we going to produce it? So we have to check our desires. If we are accepting a spiritual process for material brain, that will never create the sound vibration that we be able to listen. So we have to see the means. Evam buddhi param buddhva samsatya kaku. Samsatya kaku. We have to utilize the discriminating intelligence for the eternal sat aspect over the and keep it hammered. Because all other asat aspects, the temporary aspects, are going to frustrate us. So even though we have strong desires, but seeing the frustration, we have to come back. Therefore the whole material nature is a punishing nature. Anybody who has a plan to become happy in this material world is an insane person. So let's get educated. That is the original purpose, to create this material world, to correct a mistake. So let's try to hear more about it. Rather than indulge ourselves into the trappings of the three most important. They are not going to solve the problem. They are going to create problems. Answer is Srimad Bhagavatam, the transcendental nature. Even the second chapter summarizes the topic of Atma Tattva, but Arjuna was not convinced in the second chapter. He was not convinced. So he is asking again. And Krishna happily answers. Actually, at the end also, before telling that did you hear again, Krishna reiterates. Do you want me to repeat? You want still to hear?
Thank you.
व्याकरणाख्यातम गुह्यात गुहेतन मलाय विंशते अशेषे यथे चसी तथा I have spoken to you the most confidential knowledge about the devotional service. You should contemplate on that and then disconnect what you have to do. Right? But he says that I can repeat. Because you are Sarva Guhyatma Bhuya Shuru Ne Param Vachan. So again he says, Ishtasi Ve Drada Viti Tato Vakshyami Te Hitam. Says, because you are very dear friend of mine, therefore I am telling you the most confidential knowledge, and it is for your benefit. He's only telling you whatever you want to do, you can do. And then he says again, listen, this is the most confidential knowledge. Because you are going to give. He gives us assurance. And Arjun was relieved of all his doubts. And therefore he was able to speak out. Nasto moho smriti bhava. Tat shakam mahacha. Krishna is speaking directly. Or whoever speaks without interpretation, we have to hear from. And here is our command. We have to hear. So, all the mercy is coming from the lotus mouth of the Lord, and how do we hear? Speaks or a professional you will see the results. There are so many professional recitals, but you won't see change, much change in the lives of the listeners. Because there is no strength for transcendental faith. You'll see it. The faith is also three kinds in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna. Why? Because they heard in those moods. Association of the devotees, one of the topics of transcendental nature is discussed. The strength will be there. And there should be proper process of pertinent questions. It will be revealed.
Krishna
expresses his desire, what we should do that is favorable to him, what we shouldn't do because it's unfavorable to him. When he says, yat karoshi yat asnashi yat joshi tadasi yat yat tapasisi kaunte sat purushu madarpanam, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer as a homage, whatever you give in charity, and whatever you do the austerity for, just offer to me. Right? Now, is there anything else besides which is still an exception that he doesn't ask us as an offering? Then, he doesn't leave any option for us. Therefore, we have to always think of him in order to do all these five things that he has asked. And it culminates in everything. See the mercy of Prasad.
The role of the mind in contemplation is that the best process is to hear and then go. Buddha just stays in the mind and churn. So I'm just wondering about the goal of contemplation. So is the process from the ear to the heart and then back to the mind for contemplation? Or do we just forget about the mind, contemplate, try to touch about it?
Never listen to the mind. Don't let it interfere. Tame it. Whether it requires beating or cajoling. Because mind is not the ultimate thing. Between mind and the soul, intelligence is there. Indriyani pararahu indriyate paramana manushasukhadavadde buddhesthu sate. The soul is more subtler than intelligence. Subtler than mind is the intelligence. So mind is a distant, but we keep predominance on the basis of our three modes of material natures, inklings. And this is the subject matter of transcendence which pertains to the soul. So intelligence should recognize how to discriminate. Because that is the natural function of the intelligence. So when you try to listen, why do we accept mind interference? We have to conquer. Right? So when we see, Krishna says that if we have failed to conquer our mind, it is the worst of our enemy and will be defeated. And to stop the defeat, we must become very controlled, because to make the mind impetuous, the senses are the culprits. Therefore, if we engage mind in Krishna's service, thinking about Krishna all the time, then the senses will be also controlled and will be in safe and harmony situation. The soul has nothing to do. It is simply trapped. So use the intelligence. In Katha Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, soul is always like a passenger on a chariot. It is not the driver. Intelligence is the driver. But the mind is overpowering over the intelligence. Then the soul will be in trouble. When the mind is loose, means the intelligence is not taking the rein of mind, how could the horses be controlled? Every horse will be attracted in all different directions of their visions. The confusion is dictated. Not dictated, it's detected. Confusion is detected like this. And yes, it's the mind. My mind is confused. Why? Because the senses are loose. Mind should be confused. Then mind should not. It's a real connection between the senses and intelligence. How could be a connection with the major role? No. What is the end result should be the intelligence. Soul has nothing to do, it's a passenger only. So we have to work on the intelligence. What is intelligence? Krishna says, तेषां सततयुक्तानां भजतां कृतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धियोगतं येन माम् उपयान्ति ते. Those who constantly endeavor in serving me and my cause, to them I give sufficient intelligence by which they can come to. We have a misconception about intelligence. Unless you are educated in a college, then and then you will be called intelligent. Material education is nothing but information. It's not intelligence. It's only information. Intelligence discriminates between the real and temporal. Mind is very, very attached to the temporary aspect, but intelligence must be educated for eternity. नासतो विद्यते भावो नाभावो विद्यते असतो. उभयोऽपि दृष्ट्वा तत्त्वदर्शिनः. तत्त्वदर्शिनः means the intelligent people who have realized the truth. They see for the real there is no cessation, and for unreal there is no endless. This is enough to start with, to become intelligent. So we should make a determination is very important. If we are not determined by analyzing the truth, we are not educated yet. Anything else? Then Jagadish Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Very helpful class. Very nice class.
Hare Krishna.